ओम शांति। आज
ओम शांति।
गुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची
टुडे
तो वतन में जाके
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सद्गुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
वतन में कई प्रकार के स्टेज सजी हुई थी और वो स्टेज ऐसे लग रही थी जैसे कोई योगी
there were different stages set up in the subtle region
विशेष तपस्या कर रहे हो तो उसमें एक स्टेज में क्या देखा कि जो आसन था
and these stages were for yogis and tapasvis who are in meditation
और उसके पीछे जो छत्र बना हुआ था
so the first stage was in the shape of a lotus flower
दिखाई दे रहा था और दूसरे स्टेज
and the canopy that was over this stage of the lotus was All in gold.
कमल पुष्प के समान लेकिन उसके आगे चार प्रकार के बहुत सुंदर सुंदर ऐसे
The second stage was also in a lotus flower shape.
पिलर थे वो दिखाई दे रहे थे और तीसरे प्रकार की स्टेज जो देखी उसमें चारों तरफ
There were four kinds of pillars. Below the stage, and then the third stage,
और उससे बहुत सुंदर लाइट चारों तरफ फैलती
had the decoration of flowers, rose flowers all around it.
वतन में अनेक योगी अलग-अलग स्टेजेस पर बैठे हुए
Very beautiful light was spreading all around from that stage.
के बाद बाबा सामने आए
So the variety of yogis sitting on these different stages in the subtle region. After a few seconds, Baba appeared and said, Did you see the scenes of the subtle region? I said, Baba, this is looking very lovely. Baba continued saying, during the Avyakt month, Baba invites the children to the subtle region and enables them to have a variety of experiences. So Baba said, ask the children, have they come on their own or have they come on the father's invitation to the subtle region? So I started wondering about that. So have I myself gone on my own or have I come under the father's invitation? So it is, Baba said, it's the children's thought, but it's the father's powerful invitation. During the Avyakt month, Baba invites the children to the subtle region and fills them up with many, many experiences. So when Baba said this, And I noticed that many sisters and brothers were standing in front of Baba. And there was a tapasya stage in front of each one. And those children who were seated on that stage were completely in their yogi stage, their complete stage.
अपने संपूर्ण स्टेज में रहने के लिए बच्चों
So when I saw this stage, I told Baba that everyone looks like they've reached their complete stage.
समय अनुसार बच्चों को बीच बीच में समय निकाल करके
So Baba enables the children to experience this, to practice this, in order to experience their complete stage. So from time to time, the children have to take time out, be introverted, and invoke your complete stage and stabilize yourself in that stage. I then said, Baba, these lotus-shaped stages are very beautiful. So Baba said, do you know why Baba has shown you this today? Baba knows that the variety of situations that are coming in front of the children through nature, the five elements, through situations of the world. So at such times, the children have to be in their lotus stage, be detached and loving. And practice enabling others to also experience that stage of being equal to a lotus. At such times, practice being ekras, totally focused. So you have to experience this yourself and enable others to do the same. This is why Baba specially invited the children to enable them to practice this. The more they practice this stage, they'll be able to be in their stable, focused stage while looking at all these situations. The many souls who are very disturbed by all that's happening and they're disturbed by their own thoughts, they're entangled with all those thoughts. So you have to give them rays of peace. And also give them the experience of what they need to do for the future. For this practice, Baba reminded the children of that canopy above that lotus-shaped stage. Remember the father, the companion, so always keep him with you. Continue to practice the stage. Children have to create such a stage that those who see you should experience that, yes, these souls can give us something. And they should also experience that Baba, God, is the foundation of our life. I then asked Baba about the rose flowers. So Baba said, the fragrance of the rose flowers always spread in all directions and give good experiences. So what do you children have to do? With the rays of virtues and powers, you have to give sakash to the souls who are entangled in all various kinds of thoughts and fill them up. Baba was giving sweet drishti to everyone and then said, today Baba is seeing the children's complete stage, perfect stage, and Baba wants the children to stabilize themselves in their perfect stage, experience it for themselves and enable others to also experience it, and then offer the bhog to Baba. And after the bhog, I then shared the messages for those who had offered special bhog. Baba emerged all those souls and gave them drishti. Baba showed them those souls in the angelic form through the angelic form. Baba said these children have had many experiences and enabled others to experience a lot. Baba then gave lots and lots of loving remembrances and I then returned. Om Shanti.